Okay, next case under advisement is case number 11,086.
Okay, in this case, we discussed that. You could take the air conditioning. It's not been built yet. You can take the HVAC and move it into that corner right there. I would try and do that. I'm not an expert on that, John, as you would know. But I would put it into that 4-foot cove there. How big's a car? How long's a 8 foot?
For the record, I wouldn't presume to know that the HVAC could go anywhere on this.
Oh, really?
Based on this drawing, no.
Okay. Well, anyway, he's got 19.6 feet.
But Mr. Mills, my notes indicate that Mr. Greer testified that it would be possible to put the HVAC elsewhere.
Right.
That's the only thing I've got.
Yeah. Now, that's the reason I said that.
So your original motion was in that we approved the case 11,086 with the exception of the HVAC.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a 24-foot wide. Okay. There is a uniqueness to the lot, which is 40 feet. It's convinced me, which I guess they convinced me that attached garage, I mean not garage, shed, mm-hmm. is the best thing to have based on those sheds being moved around everywhere and being a hazard in there, which I didn't consider, which was a testimony that convinced me of that instead of saying, okay, separate that from your, make that a standing alone.
Okay.
And then I said I approved the 5-foot setback for the house.
Motion to
fortune house, which made it 24.4 foot wide. So based on that, I'd like to approve case number 11,086 because number one, there's a uniqueness to the property, which is 40 foot wide. And the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that we will afford relief. So I approve the house and porch only stipulation that the HVAC be moved in the front. And also the variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for the shed.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Again, Chairman, a call for a second.
One question.
Yeah.
If you give him a 4.4-foot variance for the shed, does that continue linear down the side?
Not if you stipulate the shed.
Okay, just for the, as long as it's stipulated for the shed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't see anything wrong. I mean, I know he made that motion already. On a discussion of this air conditioning, I'm having a problem with this air conditioning unit. I mean, that's where they best fund to put this thing. And like we've done before, we have given many variances for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just need a second, or do we need more time to study this and then table it to our next regular meeting and give everybody a chance to. Could this be our second time on this case?
Yeah.
So right. We just want to take this case in. What do we need to do? Right now, if I don't have a second for your motion, I'm going to leave the case on the table right now, and then I'll get with the secretary. Madam Secretary, we'll have to reschedule it, because this is the second time. Third time we called, but I mean, second time we brought the case up. So I'm just going to leave the case on the table.
There's no second to the motion, so it can go...
It's tabled.
It's tabled.
It's tabled.
Now, if someone wants to make another motion, then you know, you could do that. If there's no other motions, if somebody want to motion to table the case to the next meeting, you could do that, too.
That's what I was asking for. Just not, yeah, we just
so tabled. Moved.
Sorry. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,086 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of that motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,086 is tabled to our next regular meeting, 11-19.
Can you please tell me?
Yes, ma'am.
No.
First and seconded.
I seconded it.
Woo!
Mr. Thank Mills you. Made it first, and then Mr. Hudson.
Thanks.
Thank you. There we go.